Thank you, Sarah. Our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox include how major employers are helping young people into work, and a youth charity is hoping to sell a Norwich property. First, though, the family of a woman hit and killed by a police van responding to a 999 call to find her are considering civil action.
Helen Loveday, 52, was hit by a police van while walking in Wyndham Road, Hethel, last year. Ms. Loveday, from Leicestershire, had been staying with her sister in Renningham, but left after becoming upset. She was airlifted to hospital by the Duke of Cambridge on his final shift as an air ambulance pilot, but died 2 days later at Addenbrooke's hospital. A jury at Norwich Coroner's Court concluded accidental death. But following last month's inquest, two call handlers were criticised as part of an investigation which found the handling of a call from a witness to be totally inadequate. Following the inquest, a police spokesman said the investigation highlighted issues surrounding information sharing practices within the control room, which were acted on immediately. With additional training put in place, to ensure calls are recorded appropriately.
Tributes have been paid to the founder of one of Norwich's most well-known scrap metal merchants. Tony Peruzzi died aged 89 at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital after a fall. Born in March 1929, he became known for scrap metal, but Mr. Peruzzi began his career at the Peruzzi Ice Cream Factory. Started in 1930 by his father, Joseph Peruzzi, in Sproston, he worked there until the business closed. A couple of years before meeting his wife, Janet, Mr. Peruzzi took to the streets as a rag and bone man collecting scrap metal. He opened his first yard in Waterworks Road, Norwich, in 1990. The business soon grew, and a second location in Derby Road was opened. Mr. Peruzzi was a lover of animals and kept a number of horses, cows and dogs at Windmill Farm in Cossey. His family said they have fond memories of visiting the farm and riding the horses throughout their childhood.
Thousands of young people across Norwich are going to be helped into the world of work as part of an ambitious plan to promote social mobility in the city. Major Norwich employers, including Aviva, Norwich City Football Club, KPMG, Grant Thornton and Norfolk County Council, have signed up to Cornerstone Employer Commitment Plan, which sets out how they will help prepare young people for the world of work and promote social mobility. The plan, which was launched at the Open Academy in Norwich, includes activities they will take to mobilise local businesses to meet an ambitious target of delivering over 36,000 encounters with employers for young people in the area by 2020. Norwich is one of the government's 12 opportunity areas across England, designed to promote social mobility and open up opportunities for young people. The Careers and Enterprise Company, a national organisation that helps prepare young people for the fast-changing world of work, has worked together with New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership to recruit cornerstone employers to help support the opportunity area's work.
The world's oldest living Test cricketer proved she has plenty of game left in her as she officially opened a school sports centre in Norwich. Eileen Ash celebrated her 107th birthday this year, but that didn't stop her joining in with PE lessons as she opened the new £2 million sports hall at the Hewitt Academy, named in her honour. The hall is used by pupils from the academy alongside those from Jane Austen College, Norwich, and other surrounding schools. After cutting a ribbon to officially open the centre, Mrs. Ash joined in with catch and throwing practice with pupils from Bicknell Primary School and netball lessons with pupils from Jane Austen. A keen yoga enthusiast, Mrs. Ash, also gave staff some impromptu tuition in some of her favourite poses.
A charity that helps disadvantaged young people is selling one of its Edwardian properties in Norwich for £850,000. YMCA Norfolk said the house on Unthank Road was being sold to allow the charity to invest in more family-friendly accommodation in the city. The property, which has been used to house single-parent families as part of the Umbrella project, is being marketed through Brown & Co. Tim Sweeting, chief executive of YMCA Norfolk, said money from the sale would be used to buy a range of two-bedroom flats elsewhere in Norwich. YMCA Norfolk has been at the property since 2012, when it merged with the Umbrella project. We hope we will be able to get a really good price for the house, as it's a lovely building in a very nice area, Mr. Sweeting added. YMCA Norfolk has been supporting people within the county since 1865. It works with disadvantaged young people and families who have been affected by homelessness and provides accommodation for more than 260 people every night across Norfolk.
A man who made false benefits claims has been given a suspended jail term and a curfew, meaning he will have to miss nights out over the festive period. Michael Sexton, 62, claimed benefits and housing allowance amounting to £36,000, but failed to declare that he had more than £52,000 in savings in his bank account at the time, Norwich Crown Court heard. Sexton of St David's Drive, Thorpe End, admitted failing to notify about a change in circumstances, and he was given a 12-month jail sentence suspended for 2 years and a 10-week curfew under which he has to stay indoors between 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. each day. He said Sexton had since passed the cash on to his children in line with the verbal agreement with his ex-wife.
A long-established fish and chip shop in Norwich has been recognised for its service and quality. Chish and Phipps, on Angel Road, Norwich, has been awarded the Good Food Award for Fish and Chips 2019. Joint owners Indy Singh and Hardeep Heidi Kure said Chish and Phipps has been established for around 80 years with a regular customer base, and some of his elderly patrons could remember coming to the shop when they were young. The husband and wife team have run Chish and Phipps for the last 10 years of its long history in the community, and they say that winning an award motivated them to keep going with the business. They said, "It's really good to know that we have a good product and good service, and that's why people keep coming back."
Well, that's all from Elizabeth and me. Now it's over to Ree Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.